administration has, you know, first of all, they have a lot on their plate. It has been tougher to pass the stimulus, and of course, we're still, you know, passing the stimulus. It's got to get back through both chambers now. I think it's been tougher to do that than they thought, and they had to expend more, you know, political capital than they had thought, and get the president more involved in that whole, you know, race to pass that than they had hoped they would have to. And again, the problem with all of this money, with the TARP money, is that there is still such great anger and frustration on the part of the public about the idea that, look, we're giving those banks all this money. They're still not lending. We're, you know, then you see the excesses. You see the bonuses going to the Wall Street chiefs. And the public is very, very frustrated about this. And so the administration's kind of trying to walk a tightrope here of, yes, we need to, you know, shore up the banks and we need to give them money to keep them lending. But we also, they keep talking about oversight and accountability. We want to make them have to do it in an accountable way. And clearly they didn't have a real good plan for doing that.
Well, here's my question. Can you really satisfy public opinion and create public policy that will really help the economy? Can you really do both?
Well, that's a very good question, and I'm not sure. You certainly can't do both every at every step of the way, and with every piece of legislation and every provision in all this legislation. And that's part of what they're struggling with the stimulus as well. You know, you look at this, and a lot of things in the stimulus look like they will create jobs. Certainly, a lot of these programs, you know, would put people back to work. Then other people say, my God, isn't this just spending on, you know, on private projects, on projects that particular lawmakers want, and then they get into this having to backpedal. The Obama administration also does not want to appear like the Bush administration. They don't want to look like they're hiding from the public and they're telling the public what, you know, is best for them, and they want to look like they are being accountable, but it's hard to do that through the whole process.
We're talking this morning to Jody Schneider, senior editor from Congressional Quarterly, about the financial rescue plan that was laid out by the Treasury Secretary yesterday.
Yeah, and I think there was a part of the problem they might have had yesterday, too, is the contrast in between initiatives. For example,
right. The
$500,000 pay cap for executives that are receiving this money. Well, they were real specific about that, made a big fuss about that. But in the context of a trillion, maybe $2 trillion, some guy gets $1 million versus $500,000. That's baby talk, really, in a way. And so maybe that's part of the problem, as Jane said, you can't make happy public, you know, a happy public and also have really great policy if you're going to focus on details like that.
That's right. And also, you know, this is a very complicated kind of process. I mean, I think that, you know, it was a very complicated set of factors that caused the economy to be in the shape it's in. You know, it wasn't just a housing crisis, and it wasn't just a lending crisis, and it was a financial crisis, and then it became an economic crisis. And all of those things are wrapped in together, and the banks are in, you know, many banks are still in precarious situations, and they are not going to start lending until they really feel much more certain about being able to, you know, to be shored up. And that's part of the problem here. How much do we want to, you know, take on the debt of the banks? How much does the government want to do that? How much do they want to spend on doing that? And how much do they want to try to spend on, you know, capitalizing the banks? And it's a very delicate situation, one we have not been in certainly for generations.
So if you could just break down some of the spending that was talked about yesterday, it seems to me that the Fed is involved in some of this $2 trillion. How is their involvement going to impact all of this?
Are you talking about the TARP money or the stimulus?
The TARP money.
The TARP money. Well, you know, I'm, like a lot of people, I'm fairly unclear on exactly what they're going to do.
And that's
here.
The problem, I think.
Yeah. Actually, I heard a Wall Street commentator, a pretty smart guy, yesterday say, look, I agree with the public and Wall Street on this. I'm not exactly sure what he's saying. I think what he's saying is that part of what they're going to do is continue to put, you know, to capitalize banks, to put capital into banks to try to help shore them up to get them lending again. But at the same time, it sounds like they partly also do want to do some of this buying up of these assets. There was a lot of expectation that they might announce something like this, you know, bad bank where you take the money and you hold it there until you can try to restore some, you know, confidence to, and then maybe that money starts to pay off. But it's really unclear what they're talking about here, and I think that I expect that they're going to go back somewhat to the drawing board and see if they can to come up with more specifics.
Yeah, clarification.
On the markets and the public.
Yeah, I mean, it really sounds like both the Geithner team and the Paulson team had the same phenomenon. They turned over the same rock, found the same assets, and said, okay, we'll go for the securities instead. We'll go for the stock instead. It's almost like a repeat of recent history.
Right, and I think it shows how very complex the situation is. You know, remember at first Secretary Paulson had come out and said, we are going to, you know, buy up these toxic assets, we're going to, get them off the bank's books, allow the banks to lend again, and then we're going to try to, there was a lot of talk about how much could those be worth, could they resell them in the market and pay back some of this money. And then, you know, they turned around within a week or two and said, we're not going to do that at all. We're going to just make direct investments.
There's something about those toxic assets
because they can't
really
value
toxic.
Them. They don't know really what they're worth.
Right.
And
that's a huge problem.
It is a problem because if you overpay for them, then you're the stupid government that's paid too much for these assets that are only worth this. And if you underpay for them and then you make a profit, then you're the stupid bank who sold the assets that were worth more than the government paid. So everybody's looking at the other one saying, I'm not sure I want to do this.
You know, it seems like they almost need a statistical analysis tool, say there's this many mortgages, we know this percentage is going to go bad, and kind of use averages to arrive at some value. And if everyone does it in the open and says, okay, everyone agree this is the price, then no one can hide later.
Well, one thing that
just my suggestion.
One thing that they do want to do more of that was not done with Secretary Paulson is put some money toward individuals and helping individuals who are being, you know, who are losing their homes to foreclosure. Only about $50 billion of the remaining money would go toward foreclosures, according to some Treasury Department documents. But still, that's, you know, that's a lot more than has gone toward that. And they did say that they're going to announce details of this comprehensive housing plan in the next few weeks. So I do think that's something, and that's something that lawmakers on the Hill really want to see, is some of this money going to help individuals, in a very direct kind of visible way.
Now, is that part of the economic stimulus package?
No, $15,000 part of TARP.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, that's where it all starts to mush together.
Yeah.
Because you have a $15,000 housing credit that's being debated for the economic stimulus plan. And then what you're talking about, though, is an actual reconfiguration of mortgage that would be backed by the federal government?
Yes, that's what that looks like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boy.